At Copyright Clearance Center today, we're getting ready to cue the music with an announcement about a partnership with RightsFlow. And joining me on the line is Scott Selwood from New York. He's the Senior Vice President and General Counsel with RightsFlow. Scott, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you join us. And RightsFlow is an interesting company. You're a technology provider of mechanical licensing and royalty payments for artists, record companies, distributors, and online music companies. An interesting business that we want to learn a lot about. But let's talk about today's announcement, which is a partnership that puts RightsFlow and Copyright Clearance Center together with an eye on academic institutions particularly. But tell us about it.
Well, RightsFlow has a service called Limelight that we offer to artists, record labels, academic institutions, churches, anybody who needs to obtain a mechanical license in order to record a cover song. And the academic population, whether it's the a cappella groups, jazz ensembles, anything affiliated with universities, are they produce a lot of music using a lot of cover songs. It's a very natural partnership, and universities we find want to clear rights the right way. They want to make sure that songwriters are paid, and we've got a service that allows people to do that very quickly and very easily.
Well, now we should tell people, of course, about this mechanical license and exactly what it is. It's required, of course, under copyright law, that whoever wants to cover a song gets the license to do so. What's involved there? Tell us.
Well, the mechanical license is a license for the reproduction of the composition. So in every song, we have two rights. There's the right in the composition, which is the lyrics and melody, and then the right in the recording of the composition. So if you want to release your own version of somebody else's song, then you need to approach that songwriter and get a mechanical license for your use of their composition.
Okay, now the current model is a statutory one, and before we go too much farther, I'll warn you, I'm not a lawyer, but you are. So what exactly is that statutory license, and where did it come about? How did it come about?
Well, sure. Mechanical license can be put in place in a number of ways. You can contact the publisher and agree to terms, or you can use a notice process under the Copyright Act, which states that once a song has been released commercially, anybody who wants to can create their own recording of that composition, as long as they do a few things. Number one, they would send a notice to the copyright owner of the song. And number two is they would pay a royalty. And that royalty is established by law. And for each reproduction, depending on the configuration, whether it's a physical CD or a digital download or a stream, that royalty is established. The most conventional royalty is 9.1 cents per copy, and that's what you would pay the songwriter of a song for every CD you press or for every digital download that you sell.
Well, that's pretty simple, and you make it even simpler by providing the licensing with Limelight right online.
Yeah. I mean, our service is designed where any artist or garage band, a jazz ensemble at a university comes to our site, lets us know what song they want to cover, lets us know how many reproductions they want to make if they're pressing 1,000 CDs, and we do the rest. We put the license in place, and the jazz ensemble is free to release the music.
Now, is this service something that is growing in popularity? I mean, what we're seeing today, it would seem to me, is an explosion of the need or the desire to cover songs. We've got Glee, a real phenomenon out there. We've got the continuing popularity of American Idol. Are more people, individual performers and musicians and bands, looking to cover tunes these days?
Absolutely. Cover songs are exploding. They're super hot, and for a number of reasons. I think a lot of the the popularity of Glee and American Idol and things you've mentioned, I think that really contributes to it. I also think that the business side of preparing a or recording and distributing a really excellent cover, if somebody is on iTunes looking for a particular song, they might come across your band because you've recorded a song that they were looking for, and then they'll check you out. And I think that a lot of independent artists and up-and-coming artists are finding that it's a great way to reach a segment of the population that has not heard of them. I know I was just talking about this yesterday with some friends. I have friends from the far most remote northern part of Michigan in the Upper Peninsula, and they recorded a version of a Joanna Newsom song, put it on YouTube, and a curator of a Joanna Newsom compilation CD heard it and invited them to contribute that their cover to the CD, and that was covered. The CD was distributed nationally. I think it's going to be distributed internationally, and it proved to be the biggest break for this band ever. So, I think people are getting a sense that cover songs can really ignite a career.
That's a great story, and one that probably warms your heart, both as a lawyer and a general counsel there at Limelight, but also as a former musician. I mean, we didn't tell people that Scott Selward, apart from his work with Rightsflow and the Limelight service there, has been a musician for a long, long time. You were a member and a tour manager of the indie band Sound Saturday Looks Good to Me, and so you understand this community, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say the majority of my adult life traveling around in a van and sleeping on couches and trying to play music for a living. It's a special thing to do that. And I really think that having lived that kind of starving artist life really allows me to take an artist perspective and how we approach licensing and designing products that make licensing easier, but also pay money to the people that deserve it. I mean, our mission here is to pay songwriters, and that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when we think about rock and roll particularly, there's always a tension between the artistic side of things and the business side of things. And it's neat that you kind of sort of have a foot in both camps, it would seem to me.
Yeah. I went to law school, you know, during the time that I was playing a lot of music and had a very unique existence where I was a practicing lawyer while a touring musician. We'd turn off the radio so that I could do conference calls occasionally. And, you know, as I got older, I toured less and practiced law more. And now I would say I'm semi-retired on the touring side, but still an active musician in both Midwest and in New York.
Well, to the musicians listening and to the people who appreciate music, any thoughts on the direction that licensing is taking these days for music? Certainly the iTunes model, and you brought it up earlier, has proven to be a very popular one. There are some streaming services that are out there, and people are really trying to attack that particular problem with gusto these days. How do you see things at this moment?
That's the big question. I agree with, you know, what I think would probably be considered consensus is that we're moving from a download model to an access model, and that consumers will ultimately pay some price, and we don't know what it is yet, to have access to every piece of music that's ever been created, and people won't care so much about owning the music. So, you know, I think it's really important for artists and people who want their music to be out there to work with the right distributor, digital distributor, that empowers them to get their music into all of these streaming services, and focus less on the download model. You know, make sure you're up on YouTube. Make sure you're, with Spotify when it launches, and make sure that you have complete coverage for all of the access models that are coming.
You know, another aspect, and we're talking with Scott Selward, who's the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Rightsflow, and today announcing a partnership with Copyright Clearance Center to work with their royalty service system, which is called Limelight, which allows for the mechanical licensing of a variety of music. How many songs are in the licensing service, actually, Scott?
For Limelight, you mean?
For Limelight, yes.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, anything that is, we'll license anything that is not in the public domain.
Okay, but how many? So that's probably a countless number of songs. But we're talking millions of song titles.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that is not in the public domain that our customers ask us to license, we will license.
Got it. But I mean, the thing I was going to ask you about finally is about licensing that goes beyond that, and how with the recording business changing the way it has, bands are looking to. Once they do a recording themselves, to license that recording, say, for an advertisement or for some other kind of reuse that would be less obvious than the actual recorded music itself.
Sure. I mean, if you're talking about sync licensing or new media licensing, there are so many opportunities now to get your music attached to brands or attached to film, television, website music. And there are a lot of very smart, young startup companies that are offering business models for bands to connect those dots. I think it's easier now than it has ever been to find those opportunities.
Well, you know, Scott, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today. As I said, on the occasion of the announcement of this new partnership that Copyright Clearance Center is doing with Rights Flow. But I want to take an opportunity. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I want to play some rock and roll on Beyond the Book. So we're going to play one of your tunes. What have you got picked out for us?
Sure. I play in a band currently called Drunken Barn Dance. It's based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in New York, and I'm a California guy, so the cold weather has been very hard on me in these years I've been spending on the East Coast. So this is a song called A Winter's Tale.
Oh, great. We look forward to hearing A Winter's Tale, and we look forward to spring, and thank you very much, Scott Selwood, Senior Vice President and General Counsel for Rights Flow, for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
And for all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, this is Chris Keneally, and now enjoy the music.